When Jeff Buchanan told his fiance he was going to a death cafe, she was a bit confused.
She was, that death stuff, what is it with you and dying? You know? I said, well, it's not just me, but we're all going to have to deal with it.
Buchanan has a point. No one escapes death. As a social worker specializing in hospice care, Buchanan isn't shy about his interest in the topic of death. But he's noticed most people just don't want to talk about it at all.
It's such an arm's length, and I don't understand why.
But at Pensacola's Death Cafe, Buchanan doesn't have to worry about shutting down the conversation. Talk about dying is actually welcome here. The original Death Cafe started in London in 2011. Since then, there have been nearly 9,000 cafes in 65 different countries. Lelania Tabor is a bereavement manager for Vitas Healthcare. She founded Pensacola's very own Death Cafe in 2017.
The Death Cafe is a place in the community, a venue that someone picks out, where people can come together and talk openly about death. A lot of times, people are uncomfortable with that subject, and so we are trying to bring it out into the open and kind of, quote-unquote, normalize it.
When you show up to Death Cafe, you greet new people, grab some coffee and cake, and sit down to begin the discussion. These happen about four times a year. This Death Cafe was at Apple Market on Scenic Highway. About eight people participated. Tabor throws out a question to liven up the conversation.
Before I die, I want to...
The answers start rolling in after a slightly awkward silence.
There's tons of stuff I want to do. Bucket list type of activities. I'd love to go back to Europe.
The conversation lasted a little over an hour and covered topics like supernatural experiences, living wills, and how people wanted to be taken care of after death. Trista Bluen is a Pensacola resident who attended the cafe. She said she came for the opportunity to speak and listen to others in an open, judgment-free zone.
Someone brought up the fact that we all have different kinds of concepts about it because of our religion and our culture, and I don't know, I think it was really neat for us to feel comfortable enough to just be open about that and not fearful that we were going to offend.
Tabor says open conversation like this is more important than we realize. Her job as a bereavement counselor showed her how unprepared some families are for death. She felt a group that helped discuss the realities of it could help.
It makes us appreciate our lives and to make the most of the time we have. That we know that this is coming. Let's, you know, live our lives and do things that are important and meaningful. We talked about that a lot last night. But also plan for the future, that we know that this is going to occur. Let's let our family know. So everybody's on the same page. Let's make a gift to our family by going ahead and making those arrangements for ourselves.
But talking about death is something most people avoid. Dr. Amy Mitchell Cook is the chair of the UWF Department of History. She says people throughout civilization have been both fascinated and also frightened by death because of the unknown.
I think most people are scared of it because we don't know what happens. I mean, we really don't know, you know, do you go to heaven? Do you not? Do you just end? Are you reincarnated? It's just that unknown.
And despite death's relevance in life, we don't always choose to acknowledge it.
And in some ways, it's, I think, become more hidden, and yet it is so prevalent in the news and social media and those types of things. But if you look back to, you know, medieval times, 18th century, 19th century, death was much more apparent. It was expected.
While death isn't always an easy topic, it often makes us appreciate the life we are living now and how we can make the most of the time we have here. At least, that's Jeff Buchanan's perspective after leaving Death Cafe. Did you get what you were hoping to get out of
today? I got more than that, yeah. It was a great evening.
So how do you feel now?
Like living.
For more information about Death Cafe or to find out when the next one is, you can visit deathcafe.com. Abigail Meganson, WUWF News.